Audio point 6. You're now standing at the oldest part of the Iron Age hill fort of Caerdrewin. Look carefully for the small ditch and the grassy mound or rampart in front of you. This is thought to be the first stage of the hill fort, built around 2,500 years ago. The stone walls were the second stage, and the third phase was the small stone enclosure in front of you. Archaeologist Kenneth Brazil tells us more about Caerdrewin's past.
Caerdrewin, extra special because it's actually has a similarity to hill forts in Gwynedd in the mountainous terrain of northwest Wales. They tend to have the remains of stone walls for the roundhouses and especially for the defences, whereas we in northeast Wales, we tend to have these earthen banks and ditches. The banks once had stockades, wooden fences on them to protect those on the inside from whatever was outside. But here at Caerdrewin, we've got the addition of stone walls, and that's what makes this place extra special. This is a complex hill fort. If we're reading it properly, you've got it looks like a triangular shaped addition. And in fact, that might be even later. That could be dating to the period after the Romans left us. So the storyline is Iron Age hill fort, big, maybe originally with wooden defences and a turf wall and bank. Much of that has disappeared, although there are clues to it on the hill. Then the bigger stone-walled hill fort, maybe so. Then this triangular one appearing after the Romans left. Whilst the Romans were with us in Wales, it's highly likely that hill fort had no defensive purpose. It wouldn't have been a defence. It might have been a farm. When the Romans left, just maybe, the successors to the original hill fort builders 400 years before decided to reoccupy what was theirs, their sacred space, their centre of power in pre-Roman times, and built this small annex as the new chieftain's centre of power. So that would have been round about 500 or 600 AD. So there's a complex story there, and we can only suggest this storyline of change through time.
Follow the path to the left of the waymarker, passing over the ditch and through the rampart. This is known as the annex of the hill fort. Once you've entered the small enclosure, walk to the left-hand side and you will find the remains of a large roundhouse made of stone in the ground.
When we again use our imagination, as I hope we're doing at this very time, maybe it's a sunny day today or maybe it's a windy day or a rainy day. If it's a rainy day or windy day, I guess we'd be thinking, oh, it'd be great to shelter under the thatched roof of that super roundhouse within the hill fort. Is it the chief's roundhouse? Are you going to have a welcome there? And that's the scene, I would suggest, of roundhouses, some with a straw thatch, some with a reed thatch, or a turf roof, or a gorse roof, depending on maybe your status, or whether the roundhouse is for people or for animals or storage. Some rectangular buildings as well, some square storage buildings for that grain or the winter foodstuffs. But something we're always, always forgetting in our imaginations. What would the smells have been like? What would the sounds have been like? Can you hear the dogs? Can you hear the people shouting, screaming? Can you hear the children? Can you hear the sentry on duty? Or just the lookout or the person who is welcoming us as guests saying, hey, open the door. Get the cauldron brewing with soup or, if it's early in the morning, porridge for us. And what kind of fire was then? Was the fire always burning in each and every roundhouse where there was a family? In Wales and many other societies, you know, we have our poetry and traditions that it is unlucky to allow a fire to die. So the fire was 24 hours, giving you warmth, giving you, yes, the ability to cook and giving you light in your roundhouse. Think of the light of first day, the darkness at night, the glowing embers of the peat fire, the smell of good cooking, perhaps.
Before moving on to audio point 7, you may want to follow the path a little further to enjoy the magnificent views. You can see the purple hills of the Clwydian Range stretching out towards the Irish Sea, including Moelfamai, with the remains of the Jubilee Tower on the top. To access the next audio point, which will guide you safely inside the hill fort from the western entrance, retrace your steps back down the hill to audio point 5, and you will find audio point 7 on the wooden post.